Chief Act Tribal Administrator Sky Michael Chialkin said his phone started ringing off the hook last week when Grant Aviation announced that his village was one of the communities the affected pilot had traveled to.
It came as a shock to a lot of the community members and myself as well.
Grant had released a list of 7 YK Delta communities that the pilot with COVID-19 had flown to. Director of Safety Julia Eichler said around 85 people traveled with the pilot over the course of a week. She said Public Health Nursing is reaching out to the passengers on those flights directly, and that Grant's public notice of the affected flights was just part of a strategy of, quote, dual notification. Chialkin says CHIVAC has been able to aid in the effort to identify the passengers of those flights since the village keeps a log of everyone who enters or leaves the community.
We're currently going through our passenger lists of who all came in and who was all flying out during those days and verifying with each individual to do a personal health check on to make sure how they're doing.
Chialkin says a health check involves asking people about any symptoms they have and requesting that they quarantine. He says CHIVAC is one of several villages in the YK Delta with testing capacity for COVID-19. In the villages that the Grant pilot traveled to, the urgency of the pandemic has ratcheted up. Chialkin says last week was a wake-up call.
With that scare with Grant their pilot, everybody's taking things more seriously now, and we're starting to be more stricter on our guidelines and protocols for quarantining and stuff.
Before last week, CHIVAC allowed its residents to travel for personal reasons. Now Chialkin says residents can only travel when it's medically necessary. Kipnuk is another of the villages that the affected Grant pilot traveled to. Tribal Administrator Nick Slim says the village is reacting similarly to CHIVAC.
I think it made us more aware of the coronavirus risk of getting into the villages.
Slim said more people in Kipnuk are wearing masks in public spaces, and he's heard many residents calling for a stricter quarantine requirement for incoming travelers, including for people arriving from Bethel. Plus, the incident with the pilot makes Slim wonder if Grant is taking all the precautions it could take. He said he's heard at least a few tribal members complain about Grant pilots not wearing masks on the flight.
There's room for improvement there.
Grant Director of Safety Julie Eichler says the company's policy requires pilots to wear masks on flights. She also says employees who live out of the state are required to test for COVID-19 before entering the region. However, employees who live in Anchorage are not required to test. Those employees are asked about any symptoms, and they have their temperature taken before traveling from Anchorage. She said the company is continually evaluating its protocols. Slim says there's room for improvement from the community as well. He said he hopes after this incident that people choose to stay home more to protect both themselves and others. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.